The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, including, not limited to, Jennifer Horn. I'm so happy to be able to start the day with you, Jennifer.
Can't tell you how
pleased I am. I don't know why I'm pleased, but I do know that I'm pleased. And Ken Kessler.
Must have been the happy juice I slipped you today.
You told me I needed to drink wine every day. Yesterday went through.
That's happy juice.
Recipe for long life. And I was doing, there were five things that Dr. Ken Kronhaus had that he enumerated for all of you and me and all of us to live a happy, healthy, wholesome life. And all of the things, you know, the body mass index and the exercising and yada, yada, yada. I was doing all of them except drinking a glass of alcohol. One glass of alcohol a day. Don't have a taste for alcohol. Don't like it. But if I drink the stuff that I might have a taste for, it won't do me any good because it's all sugar. But isn't all wine generally just sugar?
Oh, it's fermented grapes. So, yeah, there's an element of sugar to that. But it's got all that yummy resveratrol in it for you. So
isn't that a great word? Resveratrol. Isn't that that's a great word. Drink it up. Resveratrol.
Now, Meredith, your significant other likes wine, right?
Yeah, she's not big on it, but she'll have a glass of wine. My son won't drink it, but my daughter does. Yeah, have a little. That's not considered schnapps, though. Schnapps is the harder stuff.
That's a liquor. A liqueur, yes.
So, Ken Kessler, do you have a glass of wine a day or anything like that that will promote your long and happy life?
No. Well, I drink a lot of tea, but that's about
it.
It
doesn't work. It doesn't have any resveratrol in it unless you put wine in your tea. How's that for an idea? Ladies and gentlemen.
No, they actually have tea liquor. They have tea liqueur. It's like a sweet tea liqueur, yeah.
Really? Huh. All right, well, all food for thought, good items of interest as we engage on Friday, the 26th of September, in an overview of what's going on today, what's going on this week. As a matter of fact, the top 10 talk topics, according to talkers.com, are listed in our poll position at DougSteffen.com. So which one of these is the most important one as far as you're concerned? I may have a point or two or a comment or two. Kenny, you can dig out some stuff if you want from this week. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day on any of these items. Let's see, if we go from the bottom to the top at number 10, Major League Baseball, the playoffs, Derek Jeter's retirement, that sort of thing. You see the standing ovation, all the noise that came from Yankee Stadium as he played his last game. Wow.
And they thought it was going to be a rainout. So how cool that he got to play and he like the game-winning stuff.
Yep.
Okay. I think he's a nice guy.
Apparently he is. He was the captain of their team, was he not?
Yes.
Captain of the Yankees? Yeah, okay. All right, so let's see here. The Yankees suck. The Red Sox have sucked this year, too, so none of them are in the playoffs, so that's not a factor. But the teams are the Dodgers. I have a hard time saying that. Dodgers? Where are they?
Dodgers.
Where are they in the
Dodgers? Oh, they just clinched their playoff spot. They won the National League West.
Really? And how are you feeling about that?
I feel good. I think that their pitching is great during rotation, but their bullpen isn't so good. So that makes me nervous when.
But you know what? We can make up for it. Our bullpen here is great.
Our bullpen is good. The Angels are in it, so they clinched really early. They won the American League West. You've got the Nationals, who won.
How about
the
Angels
League
versus the Dodgers? Freeway series. That's it. Exactly.
And then if you have the Orioles who are in it and the Nationals who are in it, if they happen to face off, it would be a Beltway series.
Beltway. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Where is San Diego in all this, Kenny? That's where you are. Jennifer's in L.A. Kenny's in San Diego. Anything
here's
happening?
San Diego. Wah, wah, wah.
They're getting ready for a very nice autumn of surfing.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Okay, number 9 on the list. You can express yourself as to what you think the number 1 item of the week was. The Ebola threat. That's something that has you all worked up. I think we've had with every one of our doctors this week, Dr. Stockwell, Dr. Kronhaus, Dr. Hoffman, Bruce Shanahoff didn't talk about it, but we have had these notions that this thing has gotten bigger and bigger and it's not really being dealt with properly. It's a lot of talk, but not much action. So anyway, that's number 9. Number 8, Emma Watson spoke at the United Nations. I didn't even know that until I saw this. Did you know that, Jennifer, that she had?
No.
Speaking about women, feminism, that sort of thing, disrespect toward women around the world. Interesting and pretty compelling statements, actually, there. The big story of the day, and as it turns out, the number 7 item for the week, the resignation of Eric Holder.
Hip, that was big.
Hip, hooray! Get rid of this...
Yeah.
Untalented, annoying,
punk,
useless. So apparently the rumor is, so-and-so, he's going to replace Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah.
Who's not exactly on Mr. Obama's good side. But I would have thought they would have somebody who was supportive of Mrs. Clinton or whoever. But Mrs. Clinton appears to be standard bearer. And that was the whole problem between Wasserman Schultz and Obama, is that she stuck by Hillary Clinton, right? During the campaign in 2008, and therefore annoyed Mr. Obama to the point where he's pretty much ignored her through his years there, and therefore there's been no real help for a Democratic congressman seeking election. So Holder, who is nothing but really a political hack anyway, has been his real... He's a community organizer, came from the same sort of places that Obama did, so... He wants to be involved in politics, which would be a much better place for him than screwing everything up at the Department of... whatever. Pick a department. It's all screwed up. But I think that's good. I'm happy to see him go, frankly. Anybody got any comments? What about that, Kenny, in terms of comments at facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show?
Several comments who are not sorry to see him go. I was surprised that the first comment from Tyler says, "Best Attorney General ever. I wish him the best. Such a level-headed and fair-minded man. I will miss his leadership."
Really?
That's got to be opposite state,
good
right?
for you, sir. And that's Tyler Holder, Eric's son, sent that in? Good for you, Tyler. Nice job. 888-302-3662. Got any more of those comments, Kenny? Like that,
yeah, James says this should have happened years ago.
Amen.
Greg says good riddance.
Yes.
Chad says that entire administration has blood on their hands. Holder should be in prison.
That's going a little
far. So from
far,
the best guy ever in the world, then you should be in the clink.
That shows you how well-rounded the listeners are
the
to the Doug Stephan
response, yeah.
Good Day program. Thank you. 14 after the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by Health Mart. Your local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among you with support and expert advice. Visit their website, healthmart.com, for a location that will be near you.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Table for one?
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are, so you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. Cancer Walk coming up next. When is it? October? What day?
I will be walking the 18th, but there are cancer walks going on throughout the country. So what we've done, Dougie,
yes,
is we've formed this Good Day Making Strides team. So even if you can't walk with me in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. you do your own walk, and it's like we're all walking together. Get it?
Whistle while you walk. Do 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 do. MakingStrides.org. Sign up for any of the nationwide walks. You can find them on my Good Day site as well. You will get Good Day goodies. That'll be kind of a nice thing. Get some Good Day goodies. By the way, if you're signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walks with the Good Day team all around the country. Speaking of Good Day goodies, it's very easy for you to purchase official Good Day merchandise at Doug Steffen, Stephan.com. All you have to do is go to the picture of the mug that's prominent there on the homepage at DougSteffen.com.
The Doug mug.
The Doug mug, yes. It is the Doug,
Doug mug, mug
mug. The Doug mug, Doug mug, Doug. Doug mug, bug, Doug. All right, so look for the mug, the Doug mug. See what you started?
I know, and then it's going to be fun to
It'll take you directly to the Good Day Goodies store. Let's see here. You go to the Facebook logo, Good Day logo on Facebook. Click on that, and you'll find all kinds of things, wearing apparel, assortment of tote bags and cups and the mugs we were talking about, keychains, lots of other things that are representative of the Good Day program. So if you'd like to purchase them, that'd be nice. You get a 20% discount on every item in the store. Most items ship in 24 hours, a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like Jennifer's picture, send back the mug.
Oh.
If you you can check back. We'll have some other things we're putting in there. Some Charlotte, my dog, goodies and from the farm as well. So that's all at DougSteffen.com. Click on the Doug mug. All right, we have some other items of interest as you go through the top 10 topics this week. Tell us what you think is number one. Is it Syria and ISIS? Is it terror plots in general? There's an interesting story about the president of Iran who said, Mr. Hassani, that there's going to be hell to pay. That the French subway and the New York subway, Paris subway, New York subway, are the targets of, or at least imminent targets, of some kind of attack from one of these outfits. By the way, yesterday's poll, which are you more concerned about, ISIS or Ebola? Let's see, 39% of you said ISIS, 18% of you said Ebola. 32% of you said you were concerned about both. 11% said not concerned about either one of them. That's what I like.
That'll show
people,
up.
Yeah, exactly. Who live in oblivion. You're happy and healthy and not worried about it. That's it. Don't worry. Be happy. 21 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer and Ken here.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
And yesterday, and tomorrow, and for a long time in the past, 41 years as a matter of fact, and for the future, there will be music on record from AC/DC. But it won't be because Malcolm Young, who's the founder of AC/DC, has any memory of it. Sadly, he is suffering from dementia. Being treated now at an aging care facility in Sydney, Australia. One of the biggest grossing bands of all time. And announced this week that the retirement of Mr. Young after 41 years is because he has dementia. The announcement said the group would continue. It's an upcoming new album, Rock or Bust, due out in December. World tour planned for next year. The stroke that Malcolm Young had last year certainly contributed to his dementia. And so now he's full-time. When you get into this shape, you're done for all practical purposes. And would we say this is probably because of their lifestyle? I'm going to guess without going out too far.
Yeah, it could contribute, for sure. You never know, genetic, lifestyle, yeah.
Not at 61, not with those guys. For the most part, once in a while, but not likely here. All right, so that's the AC/DC story, Malcolm Young in the focus. Now it's time for us to have a little fun after that announcement. Some people may be thinking that's a downer. So let's turn it to the up position on the dial with Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers, pieces of their monologues from last night.
The NFL has filmed a PSA warning women about breast cancer. I think it's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah. Then Then they come to PSA warning women about the NFL.
Big news out of Washington. Attorney General Eric Holder announced today that he is resigning after 5 years with the administration. Obama's like, wait, you can do that?
What are you going to tell me? I'm out.
You know they've had some security problems at the down at the White House. Last weekend, a couple of guys hopped the fence, ran right in. One guy got all the way in, made himself a sandwich. Not going to happen anymore. They've added a couple of things that they've decided at night at 6 o'clock. Doesn't make any difference what's going on. They're locking that front door. They're going to lock the front door. And then security is so tight now. Here's what they've done. They've asked members of Congress to circle the White House because that way nothing will get passed.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said today that he will resign after 5 years in office. When he heard about this, President Obama said, oh, he's my ride. I got to go with him.
That's pretty funny. Ellen DeGeneres yesterday commented about how she's doing something different to raise money to fight ALS.
Really have these rocks that I brought in from my property, and we got all these stars to sign the rock. We got people like Chris Martin and Taylor Swift and Usher and Harry Styles from One Direction and Fergie and Alicia Keys, 50 Cent. A lot more people signed it. I'm going to sign it. We're going to put it on the website, and we are going to raise money for ALS. If you want to find out how you can purchase this rock to help ALS, go to our website to find out.
All right. That's a good idea. Different sort of aim, right, at that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I like it.
All right, also on television yesterday, Wendy Williams on her program answered an audience member's question about this potential boyfriend she met.
I am almost 30 years old, and I've been dating this guy for about 8 months now, and I'm not sure if he's the one. He loves me more than I love him, and I don't want to lead him on. Should I call it quits or wait till I develop stronger feelings?
We love a man that loves us more than we love them. just a little bit more. But it doesn't sound like he loves you just a little bit more. It sounds like you're not even there at love's.
I mean, I could be there.
No, you're too young to fake love.
Okay.
Everybody, I feel, needs to have been in love at least one time in their life before they start playing reindeer games with partial love, you know? Yep. You're still too young, 29.
Okay.
All right? Look for real love.
Okay.
Amen to that. Look for real love, Jennifer.
I'm doing fake stuff.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Gara LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, do the Republicans have a certain forbidding feeling about the Electoral College going forward because of demographics and policies?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Given the decline of white voters without college education and the rise of Latino voters and liberal millennials, aren't Republicans a little nervous about the Electoral College in 16 and beyond?
It doesn't worry me so much for this upcoming cycle, as Gary actually predicted that there are more Democrats in cycle this race. I'm worried about 2016. You're going to have a lot more Republicans who are up, and if the Republicans do happen to take control of the Senate this cycle, I think they could very well lose control of the Senate in two more years. So the question becomes, politics is always about addition rather than subtraction, and what the Republican Party has done a terrible job of doing in years past is finding ways to recruit more people who are non-white, who are highly educated, who are members of ethnic minority groups, women, et cetera, that, you know, if I were Reince Priebus sitting over in the RNC building, this would keep me up at night.
That's certainly true, although the Republicans have proven very adept at subtraction with all these voter suppression laws because they understand the realities of the situation, which is that the more people vote, the less likely they are to do very well.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Doug Steffen, always a good day. I find 94.5% of the time, I feel that it's a good day. Jennifer Horn is here. Hopefully she gets that much out of being here. 94.5% of the time, it's
pretty
worthwhile. Ken Kessler would tell you he's with it 98% of the time, I'm guessing. What about it, Kenny? Am I right on the numbers?
You're definitely in the ballpark.
Yeah. Right, there you go. See? All right, Kenny's watching, monitoring, the only person who can actually watching something here because it's a radio program. You know, although I'm thinking of putting lights in my studio and a camera. That has been a suggestion that's come, and we've tried this a couple of times over the years, and it never works.
Well, I think technology maybe has caught up with you, because the time before that we've tried it, our voices weren't synced up with the video.
Right,
maybe
it
might be time to try it.
Plus, I had to get dressed, all that.
Except for me, because I am not getting dressed.
It's an inconvenient truth.
Sorry.
All right, so Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here working the issues of the day. The president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, has blamed the rise of the Islamic State on the mistakes the West has made. What a shocking revelation.
Yeah, of course.
To hear the guy from Iran.
Their fault,
blame us. Oh, my God. You'd have thought he'd been happy to take responsibility for what's going on.
It'd be nice just to have him surprise us every once in a while. But yeah, we're right. It's our fault.
Well, he suggested the United States. Well, there is interesting, though, at the end of the comments, the United Nations General Assembly, after Mr. Obama spoke, he and a lot of other people spoke, and he said that the United States and Iran have a shared interest in confronting the threat of this enemy. So what does that mean? They're going to work together? Let's get together. What do you say?
Pretty sure they're not going to sing that when they get together.
You think not? Okay.
No.
How about the comments yesterday from Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, who was at the United Nations. And, of course, all of the journalists wanted to get him on the record. So he told journalists that his country has uncovered an Islamic State plot to attack subway systems both here in our country and in Paris. The new subway system in L.A. Can you imagine? Not even off the ground yet. Guys, take
they wouldn't hit too many people if they did the subway in L.A.
LA's probably
they're way better off in New York. I mean, there's like four dudes in a bicycle riding the subway.
That cost $4 billion. They've extended it out to Santa Monica.
Actually great. I love taking the subway. I will park in North Hollywood and I'll take it to the Pantages Theater.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's actually over the years gotten more crowded, but man, when it first opened, you could just, hello, whoa. I mean, it was just, yeah.
By the way, speaking of the United Nations this week, I sound like Seth Meyer, don't I? Speaking of the United Nations this week, the Korean leader, Kim.
Just like him.
Speaking of the United Nations this week. All right. Kim Jong-un was absent. Didn't show up.
Sick. He has Ebola.
What's really?
What's Ebola? Well, Ebola's this disease.
He's been absent.
There's questions about his health.
Really?
Isn't he only like 12? I mean, what could go wrong?
I think isn't he like 32 or something at this point?
He's very young.
Very young, right. So we're sending an emissary, Dennis Rodman, over to see if we can figure out what the heck's going on.
In a nurse's uniform.
You know he's got one.
That's the funniest thing I've heard. Dennis Rodman in a nurse's uniform.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay.
Huh?
Make sure that guy's all right. Check on Kim Jong-un.
Really? That's really...
Give him a puppet after you check him out, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. All right. News from New York. There were three people yesterday who died, members of the New York Fire Department. All of them worked at Ground Zero, and they all died the same day. What do you think of that? Pretty sobering, isn't it? You come up with stuff like that. Where my mind goes when I see something like that, I know all the attention that has been paid to these men who were really important on that day. These guys were the real heroes. You know, and you hear me say this from time to time, we overuse or exaggerate that term or the word hero to apply to people in uniform, and it doesn't apply to everybody in uniform. Whether you're a fireman or policeman, whether you're in service to our country in one of the armed forces, you are not all heroes. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. It waters down and makes a mockery, almost, of what really heroism is. Heroism is what those guys did in New York on September 11th. Those three who died, they were heroes. The people who put their life on the line in the field of battle, they are heroes.
Anybody who walks into a situation where they don't know what's going to happen next in the middle of an emergency, that's a hero.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. And so whether you agree or disagree, we have made too much. It's become almost meaningless, at least from my perspective. When you see somebody in uniform, people often say, thank you for your service. And you don't really even know what they are doing or have done, what their service has amounted to.
I'd rather thank them, though, than not, because more times than not, the people that you see out in public forum are people that have done something really important for the country.
There are people who will use the uniform to get better treatment in an airport or better service in various circumstances. I'm not sure that I agree with you 100%. But this is about good, frankly. I'm trying to separate in people's minds those who are, in my opinion, the real heroes. Because we need heroes. We need people. When you look around, we have very few. Certainly there are no political leaders who are heroes. Maybe you would consider John McCain a hero because of what he went through in Vietnam. That's a different story. But there aren't many of them because there aren't many people in the service. I'm sorry, the many people who are in Congress who were ever in the service. Fewer and fewer all the time. So under the circumstances, when you look at these people who really have done outstanding work, in some districts, people who are firemen have a pretty easy time of it, pretty easy job. I'm not sure that working in New York or Chicago, I don't know much about the L.A. Fire Department. When there's a bad fire on the freeway, they have, you know, the dryness that is now in evidence.
A lot of brush fires, yeah.
A lot of opportunity for having to put in a lot of time. They get paid very well. I was looking at the average we have. I'm a town meeting member in Framingham. We're looking at the budget, have fall town meeting in a couple of weeks, looking at the budget for various departments and who gets paid what. And even though the superintendent of schools is the highest paid person in town, the town manager second highest paid. Isn't that interesting? Somebody who runs the school department gets paid more than the guy who runs the town. Wonder.
I actually think that's more important.
What, school department?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they do a good maybe if they do a good job, it might be, yeah, okay. But in terms of firemen, there are a couple of firemen who made over $100,000 in
sure,
Birmingham.
With overtime and stuff.
Yep,
that's how you make money with fire.
And details, a lot of the highest paid, the police chief, was just under the town manager in terms of what he made. I think the town manager makes $184,000, school superintendent $202,000. And the highest, the police chief, $179,000. But there were many police and firemen who were in the $100,000 range because of all of the details that they're on. And again, I'm only telling you that's a sort of anecdotal story. Back to the real premise of what I was saying, and that is that the heroes, like these men who put themselves on the line, I don't know what they died from. I just find it interesting that that these three died on the same day. But when you look at what was in the air and you know what these guys were breathing, especially when they didn't know at first, when they first got in there, they didn't know what they were going to encounter. They hadn't the slightest idea. They just run. You see, how many fire, what was it? There were probably 14, 15 fire engines that were parked just below the trade centers. They're all destroyed. And who knows how many firemen and police were killed. I don't know. There's a number floating around someplace, but it was a lot that day. So for me, anyway. And I'm wondering, as I sort of hold court here for a second, about this young woman who led the strike, the airstrike against ISIS, the F-22 Raptor. Remember, I was talking about this yesterday. The new F-22 fighters, the Raptor, made its combat debut. It was envisioned in the 1990s as critical, crucial, we were told, by the people who are in, this was the Bill Clinton era, the people in the Defense Department said, got to have this. We got to maintain military superiority going into the next century. So in the 1990s, this thing was on the drawing board. It's taken them from then until now to actually make it work. And so it evades radar. If you look at it, it's pretty sleek looking. I mean, it's modern technology, a tribute to what we can develop in the name of war. And how much we spent for these things, I think each one of them cost it's $190 million. They bought 190 of them, manufactured. There are eight that are on duty over there now, developed by Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and the usual cast of characters who are involved in the military-industrial complex. So, there were problems with them early on. Pressure vests that are part of what's in the cockpit, yada, yada, yada. But they got all of them taken care of. They were first ready to go in 2010, but they haven't really been used. This shows you how long, I'm telling you the story, because it kind of tells you how long it takes to get these things going and how much money we spend. Not each one of them costs 100 and, what did I say, 120 million a piece or 190 million, whatever it is.
Something
but
like
to
that,
develop
a lot.
Them, to develop them, the United States taxpayer paid close to $4 billion to develop the technology. And now they can use, Boeing can use it in their commercial airliners. They can be, Lockheed Martin can use it in other things that they build for the military, that sort of thing. And we paid for it. We pay for everything. And I've gone down the street because the lead pilot in the F-22s that did the strike in Syria this week was a lady, a woman. I believe she was 29 years old, very first in her class and all of that sort of thing. But, and I say this, and I don't really even know what her name is. I could probably find it out pretty easily. But the thing that bothered me about this, Jennifer, is that a big deal was made out of the fact that she was a woman instead of being competent to fly these new planes. Anybody who is competent to fly these very technical planes, very difficult. Can you imagine, just put yourself, I put myself in the cockpit of Top Gun. How many years ago was that? The 80s,
right? Oh, I
right?
bet you play that all the time.
Yeah, well, but I'm just thinking.
Are you in, Goose or who are you?
Maverick. So, you're in the cockpit. And you imagine, you look at kind of the things, you see these from time to time in movies and stuff, and maybe games, the cockpit of a plane. This new F-22 is so advanced, I'm told, I don't know, I think this is probably a state secret, but they have one of those...
And you're going to say it on the radio?
Well, I'm just giving you a rumor.
Oh.
There's sort of a skull cap that
this
the pilots...
Is a secret, don't tell anybody.
The pilots... Yeah, those of you listening from the NSA, go, you know what. Or if you're listening in China, thank you. I don't know if this is true. Maybe it's just rumor. But everybody, when they're in the cockpit, they have to wear special designed headgear. And in this headgear, supposedly, is something that reads brain
waves. You have to do that on school buses, too, right?
You should do it playing football. Or soccer or whatever. Anyway, so this headgear supposedly has something in it right out of the super future. It measures brain waves so that as the pilot thinks, the plane does stuff.
Hmm.
Can you imagine? I don't know if that's true or not.
Because, okay, let me ask
imagine
you why
that
that's... let me ask you this question, because it's not a good idea.
What is it?
Do you ever, like, okay, when you're driving over, like, a freeway overpass where you're, like, up in the air, over suspended over other freeways,
yeah.
Do you ever think, what if I went crazy right now and just drove my car right over through a wall or something? Have you
yes.
ever done that?
Yeah, I have done that.
Okay, so do you want the pilot to have that same thought, like, what if I just went crazy right now and just drove this plane into the ground?
Got to be careful.
Of
your, well, but you got to know that they're very psychologically very well trained. Have to be for this. Take my hat off.
See, I thought I was too, but
she's a hero. I think she is a hero, not because she's a woman, first pilot, but because of the danger that she was in and the others were in when they went into the theater of war that we've created over there. So anyway, food for thought. There it is. It's where are we? 12 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One aspect block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
All athletes benefit from character-building opportunities in sports, and coaches often play a key mentorship role for players and fans. Dove Men Plus Care Deodorant's new campaign aims to highlight the importance of a coach's care, the brand known for providing care to help end underarm irritation, so all athletic participants can bring their best to every game, is working with head football coach David Shaw to honor coaches who foster caring environments on and off the field.
I'm proud to be part of the Dove Men Plus Care Deodorant Care Always Wins campaign because it recognizes that a coach's care can positively impact players and ease irritations and frustrations. This program champions the role coaches play and their care.
Share the story of a caring coach at DoveMenCare.com, and they could win funding for their local football team. Must coach football K through 12, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of 50 U.S. states and D.C. 18 and older. Ends 12 p.m. Eastern Time on October 12, 2014.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Jennifer, do me a favor, will you?
Yes, I'll always be your favorite.
You're going to be my neighbor and do me a favor?
I will not do your neighbor. I'll be your neighbor and do you a favor.
Yes. I'll pass on being in your neighborhood. You can move to mine, though. That's all right. I'm just going to stay it.
Knob.
Yeah, that's right.
Knob. I'm down here with the little folks.
Yeah, and I'm in the neighborhood with all the cows. 54 after the hour. Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and you and me are going to listen to a couple of different bits and pieces of input. I notice Apple says only 9 customers have complained about bent
right.
And iPhones, right. But they're fixing, Kenny, right? The iPhone 6 software, iOS 8.02 or whatever the heck it is. Is that going to...
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
It's going to be A-OK.
Yeah, iOS 8.
They're supposedly working on it.
All right, let's hear it for them. Okay, so here, Shelley is going to join us. Shelley Palmer, our reporter, talking about Amazon's new Kindle Voyage. Ah, he says it's the best thing that they've done along these lines. Let's find out if you agree with that in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon's Kindle Voyage is the company's best e-reader ever. Its biggest improvement over the Kindle Paperwhite is its screen, which has a resolution of 300 pixels per inch. The text is more clear and crisp than ever, making it one of the best reading experiences on an electronic device. The Voyage also includes an ambient light sensor, which dynamically adjusts the screen's brightness depending on your settings. If you're reading in the dark, the screen gradually gets darker as your eyes adjust to the darkness over time. The Voyage also has a new way of turning pages called Page Press, which lets you gently squeeze the left or right bezel to turn the page. And the Voyage added some nice software features, too. It tracks how quickly you're reading and displays how much time you have left until you finish the current chapter. A feature called WordWise expands the text to add hints and definitions for tougher words. If you're looking for the next great e-reader, Amazon's Kindle Voyage ships late October for $199. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contract. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
Is there anything better than starting your morning with a rich cup of coffee? Well, you know, Caraway has good news for you. Listen up.
It's the must-have for every morning, a rich cup of coffee that helps get your day off to the right start. What better day than National Coffee Day, September 29th, to introduce Nescafe with Coffee Mate, a new 2-in-1 coffee and creamer combo to your favorite coffee mug. Rich, creamy, and easy to make, Nescafe with Coffee Mate offers the complete cup of coffee that you love all in one. Nescafe with Coffee Mate, the new 2-in-1 coffee and creamer combo, is available in 3 flavors, French vanilla, hazelnut, and sweet and creamy original. You can find it on retail shelves for $4.99. It's 2 great things made even better together. The rich taste of Nescafe coffee with delicious Coffee Mate coffee creamer for that easy, complete cup that you can't resist. For more information and a special coupon, fans can visit www.nescafewithcoffeemate.com and check out hashtag NescafeCoffeeMate on social media. That's Lifestyles from Nescafe.
Don't forget, as far as National Coffee Day is concerned, about BuzzBox Coffee. Sign up for the free pound of coffee at DougStefan.com or by dialing 866-45.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.